Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Homer Erickson, Dr. Homer Erickson, is our good friend, our new friend, and our guest this half hour. He's the John V. Roach Dean of Neely School of Business at Texas Christian University, TCU. The Horned Frogs, Homer, moved up from 20th to 15th or 16th over the weekend, didn't they?
Oh, we love. We had a great first game, and
yeah,
but you have the best coach in the country. What else is going to expect?
Congratulations! Well, I think some other teams helped out a little bit there this weekend. They kind of let down, but good for you guys, and good luck down there. We're talking about entrepreneurship, folks. Teaching entrepreneurship. That's what Homer's school is doing, and it's part of the Neely School. Now, is this an undergraduate program, right?
We have both the undergraduate program and we have an MBA program as well.
Good. So is the MBA, is the entrepreneurial part a part of the MBA, or is it a master's of entrepreneurship?
No, it's part of our graduate
part of the
program.
MBA.
But our students, we clearly have a large undergraduate program. We actually have the largest undergraduate collegiate entrepreneurs organization in the country with over 400
right.
students involved.
Right.
So it's an active group, both
now,
not just in business, but across TCU.
Value and values. Values and ventures. Tell us what that program is.
Oh, it was very exciting. We started our own business plan competition 2 years ago, and we said, what are we going to do differently? And one is it's undergraduate-based, and we're very excited about that. But the real secret is, it's called Values and Ventures because we look for students to not only start businesses that are for-profit and have to be successful, but they also have a values criteria. So they're adding value and meaning in life in some way.
Mm-hmm.
We had 22 universities that participated last year, 17 from the United States and two from Canada, one from Mexico, one from the Netherlands, and one from Croatia. And those students, they had to win their own competition at their universities, and the winners came to TCU for this international competition. But each one of them was exciting. In one instance, we had a team from the University of Houston. They actually won the competition this year, and they created a website that provided support to help disabled Americans find products and services that would support disabled
people. They're the values.
Absolutely. So it's that's the notion.
Yeah.
It has to be for profit.
And this young generation, that they are very much attuned to those sorts of things, aren't they? More than earlier generations.
You don't really see that. We see that in our business students, not just in entrepreneurship, but everywhere. Students really have a desire to give back to society, to find meaning. I think that's very encouraging for today's world.
I think so, too. Let's talk about the definition of entrepreneurship. If there's anything controversial about entrepreneurship in academia these days, or even in the marketplace, it's how people define entrepreneurship. And some people have a very narrow perspective. I've talked to some of your peers in other schools like University of Miami in Florida. Some folks down there I've talked to said they think entrepreneurs are only those people who are going to become gazelles. You know, they're only people who are in 5 years are going to go from zero to 1,000 employees or whatever, the Apples and the Microsoft. They think those are the only definition of entrepreneurs. I disagree with that. I think entrepreneurship can be used very broadly and very deeply. What do you think?
I would agree with that. To me, entrepreneurship is really a way of thinking, a way of approaching ideas, a way of, no matter what your discipline or what your area, it's can you see things in a new way? Can you look at situations and ask questions and then turn those ideas into business or into practice, obviously.
Right.
But obviously, we do have gazelles. We do have those folks who are able to leap ahead. But
they don't know they're going to be gazelles in the early days.
Absolutely.
In the early days, they have to do what you just said.
Absolutely.
They have to have courage. They have to want to solve a problem. They have to be able to take risks. They have to have a curiosity. I think that's a huge part of entrepreneurship is curiosity. What would happen if? What do you think?
think about we had one of our students in our program a couple few years ago, and he had this. Think how simple this is, but how interesting it is. He had braces. He loved granola, but he couldn't eat granola. So he created in his mom's kitchen. He created soft granola. And, you know, figured out how to do it. He was actually, I think he was
Isn't that pablum or oatmeal or something?
Yeah, something like that. But he was actually an English major here, but he was in our entrepreneurship program.
I'll be done.
And he now has his own company. It's called Anderson Trail. But that's, think about that. It's a small thing, but it ended up being a very profound
Orthodontal granola. I love that.
Isn't it fun?
I mean, only in America, right?
Absolutely.
No, well, I'm glad to know that you have a broad definition of entrepreneurship, because I really believe that from the landscape of entrepreneurial endeavors by millions of people, that's from that fertile soil is where the gazelles spring from. They are, you know, it's not like there's some kind of a gazelle, like a queen bee or something that you give them special royal honey or something. You know, they don't know they're going to be a gazelle in the beginning,
right? And that's where the risk comes in. But yeah. But it's also very important for obviously most of our students are not going to become entrepreneurs. But when they go into business, even into other areas, I want them to be able to think creatively. I think that is the future for our
and
country.
Take ownership. I agree,
absolutely,
100%. Well done, Homer. Thanks for being here today. Come back again real soon.
We'd like to do that.
Homer Erickson, ladies and gentlemen, with the Neely School of Business at TCU. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.